Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, I want to go home. I want to go home. I don't know about you today, but America just doesn't seem to be the same place. America just doesn't seem the same place as when I grew up. I don't know about you today, but there is more people that are without homes today. You have your veterans that are homeless. You have a lot of people today are homeless. You have more foreclosed homes than ever before. And you have more homeless people ever before. And I want to tell you today that this homelessness that's moving across America, it's not just the fact that you don't have a house to live in. This homelessness is a spirit. It's a spirit of homelessness because we have lost our home. We have lost the real America. We have lost our Constitution. We have lost Jesus. Come on, somebody. And there's a sense of homelessness in America. There's a sense of not belonging anymore. It's a homeless, like, this ain't home. This is not what I remember. This is not the America that I remember. You know, I really want to go home. But you know, across America, 13% of Americans today, they live in poverty, including 1 in 5 children today. The highest rate is in the industrialized world of homelessness. 42% of homeless children are under the age of 6 in the United States of America. Yes, and almost 60% of Americans will spend at least 1 year below the poverty line at some point between the ages of 25 and 75. The truth of the matter is, I believe homelessness is not just being without a home. I believe today we are more homeless today than ever before. I believe today America is one homeless nation. I believe today that we don't have home. Why? Because this is not a home in this nation anymore. We have taken Jesus out of our schools. We have taken Jesus out of our government. We have taken Jesus out of the military. We have taken Jesus out of academia. There is more and more divorces ever before. And yes, we have no jobs. There's a major economical decline. Our churches don't preach about Jesus anymore. There's no cross in their building. There's no Jesus in their building. The truth of the matter is, we are homeless. Homeless is a spirit. Homelessness is a spirit. You know, there is no city or county anywhere in the United States where a worker making the minimum wage can afford a fair market rate on a one-bedroom apartment today. Yes, the cost of rent and utilities for a typical two-bedroom apartment increased 41% from the year 2000 to the present time. 2 million additional American children will fall victim to a foreclosure crisis over the next 2 years. More than 1.3 million children will be homeless this year. Yes, for families, the three most common causes of homelessness are lack of what? Affordable housing, poverty, and unemployment. But I want to go even farther than that. I want to say the cause of homelessness is a spiritual homelessness. It's a spiritual decline, and it's also another reason that we lack people become homeless is because of Jesus. They continue to follow Jesus, and that country will ultimately become bankrupt. It will become homeless. And yesterday, homeless families are often hidden from our view. Even though you might drive through the cities, and even though everything might look all right for you, and even though you might go into this nice big church building, you won't see these homeless because they often are living in shelters. They're often are living in cars or campgrounds, or they doubled up in these overcrowded apartments. The truth of the matter is, homelessness is a spirit. I want to go home to America, but America, it's not my home. It's not the same America that I remember. I used to remember nice people that used to care about one another. I used to met people who are married for life. I used to remember opportunity. I used to remember people would be happy if you succeed. I used to remember people used to grow gardens and live healthy, and children would be playing in their front and backyard. Yes, you know, homelessness across America is so vast and it's so great today. And, you know, one thing that I do want to applaud is that there's fewer, more homeless veterans today than ever before. There's more homeless families, fewer homeless veterans, but there's fewer than 60,000 veterans are now to believe homeless in America. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinzeski said Wednesday a decline of more than 90,000 from public estimate 4 years ago. So yes, they are taking care of homeless veterans. That is very good. And but there are still a lot remaining veterans off the street today. And yes, they are working. The VA is working really hard to get rid of homeless veterans. But did you know today that Jesus Christ was homeless? In Matthew 8:20, the Bible says, Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Yes, the foxes have holes, the birds have air, or the birds have a nest, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He says, "Look, my house is the open sky. I lay my head and my ceiling of my house is the open sky. I have no place to lay my head." Yes, in Luke 9, verse 58, Jesus was curt. He says, "Are you ready to rough it? We're not staying in the best hotels or inns." You know, Jesus said, "Are you ready to rough it to follow Jesus?" He says, "We're not going to stay in the Marriotts. We're not going to be staying in the Hiltons. No, we're not going to even have beautiful homes to follow Jesus." He says, "Are you ready to rough it to follow me? Because times are getting tough." And yes, he says, "The open sky is my home." He says, "Listen, when you follow me, you're not going to get a paycheck, nor are you going to get the rewards or the salaries that come with salaries and endowments. You're not going to get all that to follow Jesus." I don't know about you today, but I'm talking to these people that are homeless across America today. I'm talking to these people that are sleeping with mom and pop, and they have this homeless spirit. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ, He recognizes with you. He understands what it's like to be homeless. And I'm here to tell you, America is becoming one homeless nation. Just because you have a house, and just because you have a two-car garage and a pool in the back and a job, you still could feel homeless. You could still walk outside of your house, look around and say, "I don't remember a nation like this. I don't remember a place like this." This is the homelessness that I'm talking about. You see, the thing that Luke was emphasizing in this incident and in the whole section through Luke 9:44 is the fact that our Lord had deliberately chosen a way to Jerusalem and the cross. He said, "This is a narrow way to Jerusalem, and this is a narrow way to the cross, and we're not going to be living in inns. We're not going to be living in these great hotels. As a matter of fact, this road is going to take you sleeping on the ground under the stars." Appropriate to that purpose was the inclusion here at the beginning of three prospective followers and the test they failed, presumably. The first prospect evidently thought that following Jesus would be some kind of settled occupation that would reward him with salary and endowment. You see, the problem is today why preachers aren't preaching the truth about Jesus is because they are more concerned about their salary, their position, and their power. But the truth of the matter is, to follow Jesus Christ, He says there's not going to be a reward for you. You're probably not going to even get paid. And there's not going to be any kind of applause. He says, this is the road that I'm taking into Jerusalem. There's not going to be salary. There's not going to be an endowment. There's not going to be a pat on your back. But Jesus quickly points out that he himself was homeless. Having been refused lodging, Jesus himself was refused lodging from the Samaritan village, having literally nowhere to lay his head and without any of the secular emolument with which earthly leaders rewarded their followers. So Jesus said, I know the way the religious earthly leaders, these big religious cults, are worshiping their followers, but he's saying, as I have no place to lay my head, he says, I have no place to lay my head. You see, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests. He says, the animals have a place to go, but he says, I, the Son of Man, who's the creator of the heavens and the earth, he says, I have no place to lay my head. Significantly, no more was heard at all about this, but Jesus warned his followers that there's a cost to follow Jesus Christ. There is a cost, and he said of his followers, and I'm telling you today, that those who follow Jesus Christ must prepare themselves to endure all discomforts. Yes, the truth of the matter is, the problem that we're having with the church today is they all want to be in these nice, extravagant hotels. They all want to drive their Mercedes to church. They all want to walk around with their suit and tie, and they all want to have these great luncheons, and they all want to look good, look before people, be in magazines. But this is not the true gospel of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ said those who follow Christ must prepare themselves to endure all discomforts. He says this. He says what? He says, foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. I want to talk to you homeless people out there that possibly could be listening to this sermon. I want to tell you that Jesus identifies with your homelessness. Jesus identifies with you, that he understands. But I want to tell you that I don't believe that Jesus Christ particularly really looks upon whether you live in a tent or whether you live in a house. Because remember the home of Jesus Christ, it was laying in a field under the stars. His home, his ceiling was the sky. And Jesus said this, some of you might even live in a house and you might still feel this homelessness. Homelessness is a spirit. Homelessness is a spirit. Come on, somebody. And I want to tell you that Jesus Christ even felt this spirit of homelessness. But I want to tell you, you don't have to feel this spirit of homelessness, because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to tell you that you're not home yet. You're just not home yet. You're just passing through. So you were never meant to make this place your home. You were never meant to make this place your home. The truth of the matter is today, this is not your home. No, you're just passing through. Yes, this is not your home, and you're just passing through. And you need to understand that this is not your home. Yes, I know some of you today, you think that you're home and you're secure. But I'm here to tell you that this is not your home. The Bible says that, listen, he says, there's a narrow road to the cross. And the Lord had deliberately chosen this way to Jerusalem and to the cross. A lot of you that feel homeless in America, you have been rejected by the mainstream. You're living in a tent or a campground. God says, because you have not been home. This is not your home. This is not your home. No matter where you're at, no matter where you're living today, I'm here to tell you that this is not your home. As I look across America today, I feel homeless. As I travel up and down the freeways, I feel homeless. Because I have to remember, I once believed that America was a great nation. But now I believe that we're a nation that have walked away from Jesus. And I have to say, this is never my home. Come on, somebody. I'm looking to a higher place. I'm looking to a higher calling. I'm looking to a heavenly place. I know that Jesus said, He says, I have mansions for you in heaven. But one thing about this scripture that you need to understand, in Matthew 8:20, the Bible says that you have to count your cost. Yes, there is a cost of following Jesus, and you must endure all discomforts. Yes, the Lord tries to sincerely tell them of the hardships before Him. He's saying there's a lot of hardships before Him. And one of the hardships was that Jesus had no permanent home to go to. Often, His only shelter at night was the open sky. That was our God. Most of His shelter at night was the open sky. You know, in Psalms 84:3, the Bible says, the birds also have found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord, O host, my King of my God. Yes, the Bible says that Jesus was homeless. And that's the truth. Our God, our mighty King, was a homeless God. Yes, there's a homeless God. But you know, homelessness is arising in America at such a high level. And I want to tell you, you don't have to feel the spirit of homelessness, because remember that this is not your home, that you're passing through. Oh, come on, somebody. In 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich. The Lord became poor. The Lord Jesus Christ became homeless. You don't have to feel this homelessness today. I'm here to tell you that you don't have to feel homeless, but I'm also here to tell you that America is not the same home that we once knew. This is not the same home that I grew up with. So America has been for me a place of homelessness. I love my country very much, but I know it's not the same people, and I know it's not the same thing in America as it used to be. Sometimes in America I feel homeless. I don't know, maybe you can relate to me. Maybe you can relate that this is not the same nation. Maybe you can relate and say that this nation has become corrupt, and this nation is getting more evil. And in that sense, that has become homeless, because I like to live with a place where people are nice. I like to live with a place that people are uplifting and encouraging. Yes, this is the kind of America I remember, a place of opportunity, a place where people are willing to help and not just their own. In James 2:5, listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who loved Him? The truth of the matter is, there's a lot of homeless people in America today. And I want to just tell you, in this sermon, I want to tell you that Jesus can relate to you. Jesus can relate to you. Yes, I want to go home. I want to go home. You might be telling yourself, I want to go home. Somebody take me home. I want to go home. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ, if you follow Jesus Christ, He has a home for you. I want to tell you, no matter what situation that you're in today, that there's still hope for you. I want to tell you, if you're homeless, you might be living under a bridge. You might be, your house just might have got destroyed. You might have lost everything. Come on, somebody. I want to tell you, you might feel homeless, but I want to tell you that Jesus can relate to your homelessness. Because He said in the Bible, He says, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay His head. Yes, the Bible said there's a lot of discomforts. There's a lot of counting the cost of following Jesus. In Luke 14:26, the Bible says, if anyone comes to Me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yes, even his own life, he cannot be My disciple. Yes, in Luke 14:27, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after Me, he cannot be my disciple. In Luke 14:28, the Bible says, "For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it?" The truth of the matter is this. We have to count the cost of following Jesus Christ, and there's a lot of discomforts, and some, they might not give you salary for preaching Jesus Christ. You might not get all these endowments and positions and pats on the back for following Jesus Christ. In Luke 14:31, the Bible says, "Oh, what king, when he sits out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter one coming against him of 20,000. Yes, the truth of the matter is there's a lot of discomforts, and one of the discomforts that Jesus had is he was homeless. Now, I'm here to tell you that 13% of Americans today, they live in poverty. I'm here to tell you that 42% of these homeless are children, and 60% of Americans will spend at least 1 year below the poverty line. The truth of the matter is, this is one homeless country. The truth of the matter is, there's more homeless people in this nation than I believe about around the world. The truth of the matter is, we need to wake up, America. We have become homeless. Now, I want to go a little bit farther. I want to tell you one reason why there's homelessness is because this homelessness is a spiritual decline. You see, we have a spiritual decline in our churches today that are making people homeless. Oh, you ain't listening to me today. You're supposed to go home. You're supposed to go and sit at the feet of Jesus. But Jesus said, "I can't be found in these churches anymore." And then you want to go to a church, but you feel homeless. You feel like you're just not getting what you want to get. Yes, across America today, we are a homeless nation because we are defeated by spiritually. But I want to tell you today that Jesus can relate to your homelessness. I want to tell you today, if you are listening to this and you are homeless, I want to tell you today that's a spirit of homelessness. I want to tell you today that Jesus can relate to your homelessness. And I want to tell you, even though you might be homeless, with Jesus Christ, you can have a home. Even though you might be homeless today, with Jesus Christ, you can have a home. You can have a place of your own. Come on, somebody. You got to remember that this place has never been your home. The world, you said, "I'm just passing through." You're just passing through because this is not your home. No, the world should never be your home. Come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. Yes, there is a cost, and there's many discomforts, and there's many hardships that we must endure to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ loves your family. Jesus Christ loves you. And Jesus Christ doesn't want you to be homeless. But he says, this is one of the discomforts. Are you ready to rough it today? Are you ready to rough it? Are you ready to endure some discomforts for Jesus Christ? Are you ready to rough it? Are you ready not to stay in the best inns? Come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in this America. We need Jesus back home. I want to go home. I want to go home where Jesus Christ lives. And I know today that there's coming a time. I know today that this homeless feeling that you might have, God says, "I'm going to heal it. I'm going to bring you to your real home. That's your heavenly home. I'm going to build the mansions up in the sky." Oh, come on, somebody. Those of you that feel like you're homeless, all you gotta say is, "I wanna go home. I wanna go home." Could you remember what Dorothy used to say when she hit her feet 3 times? She says, "I wanna go home. I wanna go home." Just close your eyes and think about Jesus and say, "I wanna go home. I wanna go home, yeah. There's only one home in Jesus. Jesus is home. And you know the song that says, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. This world is not my home, I'm just passing through. The truth of the matter, each and every one of you, no matter where you live or no matter where you're staying at today, no matter what job you have, no matter what you do on this earth, we all gotta say, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through. This world is not your home, and you have to remember that, and you're just passing through. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, I wanna pray for all the homelessness in America today. I want to pray for the homeless veterans. I want to pray for those that have lost their home in the New York hurricane and those that have lost their home down south with Hurricane Irene. Oh, come on, somebody. We have a lot of work to help the homelessness. If you're homeless today and you're listening to this, I want to tell you that Jesus also was homeless. And He can relate to your pain. He can relate to your suffering. Yes, we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him
now. I wanna go home, 'cause I feel